board can just discuss what we've heard. Who would like to go first?
Well,
if you'd like, Mr. Chair, I would surely kick this off. And
I could go myself, but I'd like to allow the rest of you to go first. And
let you save your comments till last. It's the chair's prerogative. I think the long history, and I think Mr. Edwards, I think he left, but we were kind of, as he mentioned, we were kind of reminiscing the Coastal Commission meeting back in 98. And he also brought out the issues, how supportive I was to Los Osos and giving, and I was chair at that particular time of this board, of the times that the board over the years has continually prolonged decisions to give opportunities to organizations, the county, subcommittees, citizens, whomever, that wanted to work to the conclusion of a satisfactory disposal system in Los Osos. I'm still in that same frame of mind that I want to work collectively. The board can't go out individually and meet with you. We'd like to, but the law prohibits us from doing that. I would like personally to attend your meetings. I think we could answer a lot of your questions. We could be a lot of assistance, but like I said, we're prohibited from doing that. But I can pledge my support as an individual board member that I will vote to help you folks secure funds, if there's funds to secure, as we did when we sent a letter to the State Water Board for the loan that they granted you the last time. And we had a letter sent by this chairman of this board to help to secure those funds, and we did that. And I think that the Board of Supervisors are on the right track, and I hope you people will support their actions. And I think what I was trying to do was search for this board to get information sooner than later, that we would have some idea where we, if possible, we could assist the Board of Supervisors on this ongoing issue. We don't like sitting here and doing these actions. It's not something that we relish in doing. We're citizens like you are, from communities up and down this region. And this is not a fun task. We don't like to be attacked personally. We are very attentive. We read all the information. We read all your letters. We read all your emails that you send to the staff, because they forward all that information to us. I think this board, and I can't speak for my colleagues, but knowing them as well as I do, I think that they will support you and your initiative to continue to work to have a sewer in Los Osos. And again, I pledge I will do everything that I possibly can. We don't have the sources of funds that a lot of people think that we do. But we can surely ask our chair to write letters to different agencies that do have dollars, whether it's EPA or the State Water Board or whatever it happens to be. But that doesn't guarantee that those dollars will be coming this direction. So with that, Mr. Chair, I think that, you know, that we need to find out what the county is planning on doing, and that's why I suggested we have a meeting earlier than later, not to tell them what to do, but just to find out. So if there's anything that we can assist them with, then we can do so.
All right. Michael's going to work on that. While you've got the microphone, can we kind of go through our list a little bit, and then each board, if you want to weigh in.
I don't remember what your list was.
Well, the staff report, you know, is discussing various enforcement options that they might consider, and Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, my thought is, I believe as a citizen that you should have your day in court, if that's what you want to call it. And this is a way of doing that, is to give the people an opportunity, if you want to call it venting. I don't know if it's really venting. What they're really trying to do is tell you what's in their heart. And
No, I meant vetting. Vetting? Vetting the issues.
Vetting?
Yeah, not venting.
Oh, vent. Well,
if you're...
Well, a little bit of both, probably.
Yeah. Well, the vetting, I mean, you know, the airing out.
And
the exchange would take place.
But I and as I pointed out earlier, that you know, we didn't delegate our responsibilities on the CAOs to the executive officer just for this issue. We did this some time back to handle all those types of enforcement actions. But there's certain times that, whether it's elected officials or appointed boards as we are, that we need to be, we are the only contact that these people really have an opportunity to address their issues. And that's one of the reasons that I applied for this board many years ago, is because of my experience of being on city council and mayor, of listening to people and not making judgmental decisions before I've heard all the information. And I think that's an opportunity that we need to afford these people. If it takes that time, then so be it. And like I said earlier, I'm not the one that really likes to sit in meetings, but I do believe that the people are due their day to give their information.
Okay.
Did you want me to address anything else, Mr. Chair?
Only if you want to.
No, not at this time.
Okay, that's fine. Dr. Press?
I'm reminded of the speaker, the psychologist who spoke about fear. I just wanted to, among other things, say that, you know, one of the fears that that we have as board members is that we'll be chumps. We will be mollified with promises, and then things won't happen. It has happened before with other projects around the region, where somebody says, "Trust us, it's going to happen," and then it doesn't happen, and more time goes by. So there is that fear, too. We have it, too. We're worried about honoring the public trust that we have been given. We also don't have a constituency like an elected official, in the sense that we don't have somebody who is going to be re-electing us because we enforced the Port of Cologne Act or the Clean Water Act. It's not like we have some great political benefit from doing this. There is zero political benefit or enjoyment in it. So I wanted to say that first, to echo what Russ said about how enjoyable it is to have you call us terrorists. I'm actually very interested in what the county's doing in your technical advisory committee. I'm interested in Congressman Vixlosky's appropriation. I mean, I think that's all very creative, and I'd like to hear more of it. I would be in favor, Mr. Chair, to get to your specifics, of waiting on the CAO, of waiting on the extra CDOs, of hearing from the county in July, of hearing from the county in September, of asking back and forth for tangible evidence of progress. And those things, all those questions I've been asking today about timelines and about evidence, these are things that I would ask you to come up with as well. Tell me what constitutes, what you think should constitute evidence of progress. Tell me what you think should constitute evidence of funding success. Tell me what you think constitutes evidence of technical or engineering achievements. These are the sorts of things that I would like to get to next. And I'm saying these things because I think that there is a difference now between today and 18 months ago or so. AB 2701 had not been passed yet. There was not this kind of discussion. The technical advisory committee had not been impaneled. There are things that are going on, it seems to me. So let's have that kind of detail. But what I guess I'm saying is you're asking for my trust. So I'm asking for you to help me, give me things to that I can go back to my mandate, which is to protect the waters of the state of California and to look the public in the eye all across the state and say, yes, I was accountable and I was holding the line. And why? Because the people of Los Osos community gave me the following six things, or whatever it was, to improve or to tell me that progress was being made. Okay, so help me out with that. That's where I would like to take the discussion.
Okay. Mr. Shallcross.
Yeah, I agree with Mr. Press. Today, you know, we can't go and talk to people in between meetings. So we only get what we hear at every meeting. It's new. And this is the first meeting that I recall where we actually have heard specifics, something actually happening. It's really hard to go out on a limb when all you're either you're being attacked as a board member or all you're hearing is trust us, with nothing, nothing specific. Today we've heard some good specific things. It's a start. I was especially pleased to hear from the TAC member. Was it Ms. Venditti, I believe? Yeah, that was really encouraging stuff. This is the kind of stuff we want to hear more of. I want to hear from the county. And I'm not adverse to. I personally would. I'm not directing anyone to do anything, but if our whole enforcement process has been, to basically what we want is a project, and and a lot of you know the history of this thing. Nothing happened, and then we would rattle our swords, and people would get together, the county or whoever, and start a project, and then that didn't pan out, so we'd have to rattle our swords again, and then something would happen. And, someone mentioned that they learned from past behavior. Well, so do we. And so, it seems to the board the only time we get anything done around here is when we threaten enforcement. And it looks like this time actually something is getting done. So I think, as far as I'm concerned, enforcement at least has helped start us down the path where we want to go. And I'm not averse to, to withholding that enforcement and encouraging this. And I certainly don't want the enforcement to get in the way of progress for us all getting to where we actually want to go. So I'm very encouraged by what I heard here today. I can't wait to hear more from the county. I certainly would like to, maybe we can continue this item at least till after we hear from the county in September. Hopefully we'll hear a little more in July. As far as the, and that goes to the timing, which was one of your issues. I think some folks have brought up some really specific reasons of why the timing is bad. The screening process is coming down. People are having to spend time looking at that. I think these are incredibly valid reasons. This is the kind of stuff that, give us something. Give us a reason. Don't just, yell at us that, you're not happy. I mean, tell us why you're not happy and tell us how we can make you happy with specifics. You know, how you're the ones who have the information to help us do our job. So Please help us do that. And there was one more thing. Oh, there's a couple other things that you had on your list, right, which I guess we can talk about later, the caps and the prior CDOs.
Well, might as well.
Okay, on the on the seven CDOs that are
right,
outstanding,
right,
you know, it seems at this point, because there really a lot's happening, and I would just like to see all of that put in abeyance, or let's wait. Maybe it can be rolled over. It seems like a big, it seems like it would be an unfortunate time, a waste of time, if indeed we're looking at a possible successful project in the not too distant future. And you know, the thing is, we can always come back and do it. So, you know, why now? Because, you know, if nothing were happening, I'd say go ahead. But I think we're getting what we want. It looks like we're going in that direction anyway.
So. Okay. Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, I concur with my fellow board members that preceded me that, you know, we did see, I think I'm seeing progress today, and I think that everybody is on the same page that water quality is the issue here, and we are looking at maybe getting a successful project. I agree that we should wait till July or in the next meeting to see what the county really has to say and how it's coming. And I would concur to that, and I would also concur to keeping those seven in advance until we see what happens. The deal with the caps, I mean, penalties are hard, and like my colleagues have said, you know, we know money's hard and today. I mean, we're just citizens. The only difference between you and me is you're sitting there and I'm sitting here. That's the only difference. And you live in Los Osos and I don't. I mean, but that, no, don't take that as, yeah, I mean, that's just how it is. But so the deal was brought up today about the caps, you know, coming down from a $5,000 a day. I mean, if somebody told me $5,000 a day, I think, well, never mind what I would do. So, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, we're showing that we understand where you're at and by looking at these caps. And I hope that we're getting your confidence, and I hope on the same side we're gaining your confidence so that we could get this project done. Because we need to just get this thing done, satisfy our deal, and clean water. Clean water is the number one thing, because you got to remember, I come from a farming community, and without clean water, we cannot produce anything. So I think that's where I'm at today.
Right. Mr. Hodge, do you want to weigh in and share any thoughts?
Well, since I'm the only one who has tonight.
You don't have to.
You know, it seems to me that we're seeing a consensus on the part of the board developing here. And
yeah.
As I said earlier today, I'm still getting used to this process and the frustration of having to go through all that. It seems to me that we all want to get this problem resolved and get on to a healthy environment in Los Osos. So I'm not going to repeat what some of the other board members have said, but I generally agree with what they've been saying. And I also wanted to reiterate that I don't think anybody on the board, certainly I don't have any interest in assessing a lot of fines or penalties or whatever. I think the focus is getting the job done. And so my inclination will always be to provide whatever time is necessary. However, I have read something of the history of this situation and all the years and all the various discussions and the promises made and so forth. And I suspect that this board want to go back to some kind of enforcement if nothing happens. It's reasonable to allow some time for that to happen and for the county process to go forward. But something's got to happen. And if there's anybody that's thinking that somehow we're all going to forget about this, that's not an option. Our environment is too precious. We've got to resolve this. And there are lots of other environmental issues that we are charged to try and do something about. I'm glad to hear to see the level of cooperation in the room today, and I'm believing at the moment that we're really going to resolve this problem together.
Okay. Let me go through the points I had, and I'll try to be kind of comprehensive in it. I wanted to kind of address the approach that was laid out in the staff report with all the various options, and I think certainly using the cleanup and abatement order tool seems fine to me. My fundamental concern is try to treat everybody the same. Okay, whatever. If we get to the point, or you get to the point that you're going to take an action in the future, I think the board would like it to go out against everybody, okay, so that it could be equalized. And also in terms of any prior issued enforcement actions, that maybe something be done to equalize those or conform those in some way, if you feel that that might be appropriate. You know, I think the board would like everyone in the community to have the same consequences attached to their ownership of property.
Can I ask you something, Mr. Young?
What's that?
Along those lines, can I ask you something? Would this be something that the board would be interested in doing? Is that you have some orders that have now been issued already, and there have been some settlement agreements that have been entered into as a result of the threat of enforcement actions being taken. If you want to put everybody in the same place, then the board may want to consider suspending the requirements of those previously issued orders or those previously issued settlement agreements so that everyone in the community who's in the prohibition zone is in the same place, rather than, you know, there's five or six people are now compelled to pump out their systems. You know, yeah. Why have that kind of situation exist?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a good proposal.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Richards, how do we do that? Do we have to have a hearing, or do we?
You have to have a hearing.
Okay.
You could schedule it for whenever okay. On the agenda. It would be a action to suspend the cease and desist orders.
Okay.
Yeah. But they can do that. I think that makes sense.
It might not be as contentious as the proceedings to issue the cease and desist order.
In terms of, and I think about this more than the other board members because I chair and I have to worry about kind of process and logistics and how the board is going to handle things. I do like a system that is run more efficiently, as long as it does comport with due process, and people are being given being notified of what the charges are, and they're giving an opportunity to be heard. I know that an opportunity to be heard does not require a oral hearing with oral argument, and in terms of being able to handle the vast numbers of potential property owners we have, it looks very doable to me to have Mr. Thomas handle any kind of review of a cleanup and abatement order. And that looks like a much better way to go than having individual hearings. I know that Mr. Jeffries would like to give everyone, you know, time, and I don't know. I would like to be able to do that, too. I think it is, you know, the preferable way to go. But there is deference paid to an administrative agency's burden in trying to handle issues. and that does factor into what due process is required.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
If we're going to suspend something, can we do it by stipulation? I mean, if somebody said that I'd fine you $3,000, Mr. Chairman, and you say, but if you stipulate the suspension, you're off the hook. I mean, would you just say, okay?
Well, I'll tell you what, John, how about
there's got to be
staff will figure out how to do it.
Okay.
And if they can do it without it coming to the board, then they'll do it without coming to the board.
Yeah.
If it's got to come to the board, then it'll get to us, and we'll try to make it as expeditious as possible.
Okay.
And I don't know the answer to that right now, but I think we've communicated that it makes sense to do that. Now, I want to touch on the caps. I think it makes sense. I like staff's proposal of considering lowering the cap down to $100 a day. $30 a day makes sense, too. In my mind, if I was to be actually ruling on some kind of civil liability, I would be looking at what kind of economic benefit has there been in not complying. And right now, I don't know what that evidence looks like, so I don't know what dollar amount would be appropriate. But I am in favor of, having that cap looked at in terms of what we've heard today. So I'm on board, with that idea. The timing, this thing about electioneering, we've heard that before every election that there has been in this community. So it strikes me the wrong way. Now, that doesn't mean some people really think that that's what's going on, and I'm sure there are those that think that that's what's going on. But this is a regulatory agency. It's not a building and development agency. We enforce water quality laws. We meet monthly. We've got agendas laid out for the rest of the year that already have agenda items on them. We just don't have a lot of room on our agenda or to add future, board meetings to, try to force issues. But I think that, based on Supervisor Gibson's, request to us, I want to take it at face value, his first point, and that is he feels that there would be some distraction. And what I've heard today is that people would be, wound up worrying about enforcement letters going out, and I believe that. I think from what I've seen, people would be worked up over that. And I would like to give the community the benefit of the doubt in terms of being able to use their time to kind of focus on what the county is doing. I think that makes sense. We're not really talking an awful lot of time anyway. And I think that the deadlines that have already been proposed in terms of 2010 and 2011 are far enough off that, if enforcement actions were appropriate, I think there's time for staff to have to consider that as an option. So I agree. I'm in favor of hearing more from the county. I really wish somebody would be here. I specifically asked Mr. Thomas to ask Mr. Gibson, Supervisor Gibson, to be here because I had a lot of questions myself, and he had a prior commitment, and I accept that. But we do want to get him back here so we can start to ask him some detailed questions, and it may not be till September where he really even knows enough to satisfy what we're interested in. So, I'm in favor of, a position where things are kind of put in abeyance, not thrown in the circular basket, but to just put aside, for the moment. The outstanding seven, I think the suggestion in the staff report is as an option that they could just be rolled into the big group, and I think that kind of makes sense myself, because to go through another seven like that, I mean, at this point, I don't know what Well, it's going to take a lot of time. We could be looking at 2 days to go through that. Unless people, well, they didn't want to sign a settlement agreement, so they did want hearings. I don't know that it's that necessary at this point. They can be treated along with the rest of them. Let's see here. Anything else on your list of that cover?
I think you covered it. I was going to reiterate one or two things.
And, you know, I'm very hopeful that the community can kind of come together and decide on a project. My own personal thoughts about this are you may not get the ideal perfect project in front of you for a vote. And life isn't perfect in many, many ways. It just isn't. And I just hope that you're able to collectively get something that the bulk of you, the majority of you, can agree is palatable, that will do the job and get things moving along and not get hung up on other issues that have unfortunately gotten in the way through the entire spectrum over the years. So, you know, please work towards that end. And I'm very hopeful that we can, you know, be sitting back here in time and just be watching the progress continue to build momentum and move forward and get done. Dr. Press, your hand is...
Well, yeah, I guess I, just to be clear on how we close, I'm thinking of this was not an action item, so so there is no vote or something, anything like that. It was it was one of those fortuitous points where we can actually deliberate and give a thoughtful sense of where we would like to go and what we will support. So I think it's important to summarize the signals that we're sending. And obviously we're sending a signal to the prosecution team saying, you know, now would not be a great time to issue CAOs. So I hope the prosecution team hears that. We're sending a signal to the community saying that tangible evidence of progress is really what we need to work on, and that you know, I like to see it a kind of a virtuous cycle happen as opposed to a vicious cycle. If we have a hearing, and the next hearing in the county comes back with something really encouraging and exciting, then we can agendize suspending the CDOs, and that would be a quid pro quo, see? And then the next thing would be another milestone and more support from the board. So I'd like, it would be nice to be in that kind of ratcheting upwards, and that's the sort of thing that I want to go. Now, in terms of another signal that I want to send is the idea that should we get to, should we ever be back at the enforcement stage, the individual enforcement stage, I wanted very much to signal my support for a dollar penalty that is based, as the chairman said, in foregone economic costs, so that it would be. So what I'm saying right now is that it would be helpful if percolating along somewhere on some back burner is some calculus, some work being done on what people pay in assessments, what the economic advantage is, so that that's something that is it's possible to make findings on should that be necessary. It's just more persuasive and more possible to go with findings. So I like the idea of operating on several fronts, but generally moving to a you know, progress, basically, that is self-reinforcing.
Okay. Mr. Thomas, did you have any comments to
Just to, for my own clarity,
The signal that, following using that approach, the signals that the board's sending seems to me to be very basically that the board would prefer to hold additional enforcement action in abeyance at this time until you hear from the county. We're planning on, I'm going to try and get the county to the next board meeting in July, and the county's already committed to coming and making a major presentation in September. What the prosecution team has also laid out its approach, what you intend to do if you decide to take additional enforcement action, and that approach is community-wide rather than a small number of individuals at a time. And to follow up on the cap, I hope the prosecution team considers, and if the board disagrees with this, I'm sure you'll speak up, that what your proposal is send out two cleanup and abatement orders. One you're referring to as a settlement, the other is just a cleanup and abatement order. The idea being that one is much more lenient than the other, and I would think that the cap would be in the less lenient of the two, or in the more lenient of the two, the settlement, what you're calling the settlement agreement, and not in the other. So that there's a clear distinction between the two. So in other words, that there's a real choice there. If they're very similar, there's not much of a choice.
I mean, there should be...
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I think that might be... It might be... It might be more binding on the board to have... to set a cap in a settlement agreement context than it would be in the context of a cleanup and abatement order or cease and desist order, where as a quid pro quo for entering into the settlement, the board would say, all right, we're going to cap your potential liability at such and such an amount. I think that would be, in fact, more binding upon the board than on a future board that would then be possibly taking enforcement action for a potential violation, then would finding in the cease and desist order, cleanup and abatement order.
Can I make a few comments?
Mr. Packard, Mr. Sato?
We're not so young or inexperienced or thick-headed that we don't get the direction of where you're going. So, we understand.
I'm going to be 54 tomorrow.
So. Actually, I enjoy being called a terrorist myself. I don't, you know.
All right. Maybe we are a little more pessimistic or skeptical. I don't know, Dr. Press, maybe something else, something different is going on here. I hope so. I hope that the progress that the county has shown continues, that the community does support that project. One of the things that worries me is that, you know, we heard lots of speakers say we want a wastewater system. There's always that asterisk, if. Hopefully it comes about. We're going to do whatever we can, funding-wise, technology-wise, to support the county, get this thing going. We can't see the future. Maybe this will work. We certainly hope so. Past experience as a guide leads us to be skeptical, but we're certainly willing to see what the county has to say here and give it a shot. I would ask that if you, the board, have any specific questions you want the county to answer, let us or Michael know, and we'll get those to the county. Maybe Michael could send an email out to y'all asking for some input, so we make sure that the county provides the input that you're looking for.
Okay. Any last comments, questions? Thank you. Our meeting is adjourned.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
I'd just like to make a comment before everybody leaves. Just to clarify.
Folks, hold on 1 second. We got one last comment. Folks, hold on. Mr. Jeffries is going to he's going to change his mind.
Yeah. No. I'm not going to change my mind on the comments I made. I just want to clarify a statement that was made by an individual about my comments on prior to item number 4. And if I was asked if I reviewed the testimony that the hearing committee had on that particular day, and I said, yes, I had, and I had read all 202 pages. And I mentioned that I didn't watch on a DVD because in the testimony, our chair said that I had requested a DVD. And I mentioned that after I heard how long the meeting was, that I decided to read the transcript, and I read every word of it. And I was trying to give you a point of time that, not that I was watching television, but my family was watching television while I was reading the transcript. And it took me two evenings to do that because I went back and read some of the pages two and three times to make sure I understood the testimony from those individuals. If those individuals took it that I did not take it seriously, I'm sorry that they took it that way. I take all testimony extremely serious because it's extremely important to me as well as it is to you. So I thank you very much for your presence.